Good morning, good morning. I want to welcome you to another live episode of Blog Talk Radio, which we call our Impact Lunch Break Call here on One Family, One Focus Radio. My name is Mr. Silas King, and I have the pleasure of introducing my partner in success, my co-host, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, have you joined us today?
Yes, Silas, thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Well, you know, I've created a thing called Happy New You. And instead of wishing everybody a Happy New Year, I want to wish everybody a Happy New You. You know, what changes are you planning on making here in 2016 that's going to allow you to have the year that you dreamed of, the year that you, believe is your year? Because, sure, think about it. We get so many people, who have a New Year's resolution every year. You know, I'm going to lose weight every year. I'm going to make more money every year. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And halfway through the week or halfway through the month of January, they've already quit. I can raise my hand and attest to that. I'll never forget on several occasions, I said, hey, I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to lose weight. You know, I go and spend money at the gym, get new tennis shoes, get new socks, get new shorts, go to the gym two or three or four times, and before you know it, I'm right back doing the same old thing that I was doing the year prior. How about you, Charlotte? What are you going to do this year to create a happy new you?
You know, that's good stuff. I actually am planning on trying this, paleo clean eating thing. So,
okay.
And hopefully I won't. I'm not going to join a gym or anything like that. I'm going to try to make small changes in something that I can actually manage, like walking to the end of the street or something.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more than that, but But stuff like that. Actually plan on taking on some new volunteer projects this year, and so I'm excited about 2016. It's already 4 days into it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Outstanding. Well, one of the things last night on the Impact Mentorship Call, we talked about creating a happy new you. We talked about, several things, but one of the things was, finishing what we started. And in 2015, we started on this mission to save 1 million children in a month. And, one of the things that we want to make sure we do is that we're consistent at talking about Hidden Hunger Global, that we're consistent sharing the vision and the mission of this project, that we're consistent asking people to become ambassadors or partners. And, a partner is someone who makes a decision that they're going to invest, whether it's $20 a month, whether they're going to give, not invest. Well, they're investing in the children, but, $20 a month, $60 a month, $100 a month, whatever they choose to give on a monthly basis, they're going to get a tax write-off for doing so. But more importantly, they're going to know that on every single month, they've done their part to help bless and save the lives of children all over the world. And an ambassador is someone who says, I want to take it one step further. I want to impact as many children's lives as I possibly can. And I want to do it by building a team. And we have an ambassador program that's second to none that will reward you for helping, bless the lives of children all over the world. We have three incredible products, starting with our micronutrient pack. With that micronutrient pack, we have essential vitamins and minerals in that pack that helps reverse malnutrition. And our goal is to get a child on that every single day, every single month. That's why we need your help on a monthly basis. Our second incredible product is our linen mosquito net. That net lasts over 5 years or up to 5 years. It could take up to 25 washings. It has a repellent on it that if an insect touches the net, it dies, all right? But if a child mistakenly plays with it or puts it in its mouth, nothing happens to it. It's an incredible product that's saving the lives of children all over the world. And our third product is our portable water filtration system, about the size of a soda can. And this particular water filtration system can produce up to 150 gallons of water, you know, per day. It's such an incredible, incredible product that it's helping save the lives of children around the world. And one of the things that, I've made a decision to do, 2016, Charlotte, is I've made a decision to be consistent with sharing this mission, with sharing this project, with sharing these products with everyone I come in contact with, and letting them know that without a shadow of a doubt, that they've got to help in some way. You know, whether it's an ambassador, you know, who creates a bigger impact, or whether it's a partner who makes a decision that every single month they want to bless the lives of these children and get that tax write-off, but more importantly, get that great feeling of knowing that they're blessing children around the world. So consistency is going to be a theme this year. You know, I know we've got some partners that have joined us on the call today, and we've got some ambassadors that's joined us on the call today. Charlotte, if you will, share with us our first member that's going to be in, our first ambassador that's going to come on and share with us today.
It looks like we've got J. Michael Smith all the way from Tyler, Texas on the line today. J. Michael, have you joined us yet?
Hey, good morning and happy new year to you both.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I couldn't pick a better person to kick off 2016 with us here on the Impact Lunch Break Call. My good friend J. Michael, how was your holiday, sir?
Oh, just fabulous. Absolutely blessed, more than you can I deserve. I mean, it was all great holidays. So, and actually, Silas, I haven't finished. Interestingly, Ethiopia, and you guys know I love Ethiopia. Yes. Part of my heart lives there. They are on a different calendar, and they are technically 8 years behind. They are off an ancient Coptic calendar, and they actually celebrate Christmas Thursday. So I get to do Christmas again.
Oh, wow.
And we're doing it here in Tyler with a big event, and we're expecting over 90 people from Tyler and from around East Texas, and the majority of them are going to be Ethiopians. So we'll have Ethiopian food and celebrate Christ again on this Thursday. So I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Man.
So I haven't finished my holidays.
Man, that's powerful. An extended holiday, I tell you, man. That's all right.
I'm going to meet so many new folks Thursday night with a heart. And obviously there's some students that will be there at the University of Texas from Ethiopia. They're exchange students. But there are also some professional Ethiopians they're expatriates who've moved to the United States. Many, many have become United States citizens. They own their own businesses. So there's a whole new – I'm going to be networking Thursday night as well as we celebrate Christmas. So these folks, they have a heart for their country as well, and they send back a tremendous amount to their families that are still over there. But, boy, I tell you, Silas, they also have a heart for children. As you know, in East Africa, children are dying literally in Sudan and Ethiopia right now, Silas. Not every 5 seconds, about every 2 seconds because of some situations there. But so we've got a mission here. We've got to get going. Save some
children, absolutely.
Buddy.
So absolutely.
I love what you said last night, and we're off to a good start.
Absolutely. I was going to say, you know, you have been real consistent with this mission since you got involved. I know at one point you had to take backseat as you were taking care of your dad, but you never stopped talking the mission. You never stopped putting it out there on social media. And, you know, your team, because of your consistency, is really growing. You know, I got a chance to talk to Sandy a little bit, and I know you guys have got a couple of new members. One of them, I believe, is Helena Ross.
Yes, sir.
I believe she may even be on the call today. We'll see if we can get her on.
I've invited her, and she's on Maui. And as you know, it's 7 a.m. in Maui right now, or 7:10 a.m. But we've invited her to join us. And a wonderful woman, wonderful. Turns out I've known her husband for 30 years, Small World Story. So, yeah, he and I, this goes way, way back. But, yeah, we're excited to have her on board with us. I think she's just passionate about what she wants to do to save these children. So that little wave in Hawaii is starting to grow, Silas. And that little 1 foot wave is going to become a 10 foot wave here pretty quickly, I believe. So,
yeah, man,
but
I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can say, well, J. Michael, you know, tell me this, you know, you and we've discussed this before, but I think there is no better person to talk a little bit about this. And then I've got another question for you. Then I'm going to bring on my son. I believe he's on the line as well. But two questions for you. Here's the first one, and then I'll have you answer this one. We'll ask the second one. You know, because I think it's very important for people to understand this, because a lot of times, this is a new concept, relatively new, I think 2-3 years old. But this concept, I was listening in to Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He also wrote Cashflow Quadrant. And he was talking about that this, without a shadow of a doubt, within the next decade, is going to become a household name. And that, you know, even though people don't really understand it right now fully, that they're going to be talking about this, and that more businesses, more companies are actually going to start taking on this business model. But if you would, talk about a social entrepreneur and, you know, a cause-based mission. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
I will, and I've read those books as well, and I think he also wrote a book called, a really short read actually, called The Business of the 21st Century. And it's an excellent little book, as well as those other ones. And I listen to his tapes a lot, too. But social entrepreneurism is the key. And even traditional businesses now, Silas, there's a new term called corporate social responsibility. And it's shortened down to QSR. Or, I'm sorry, CSR. Uh-huh. CSR, which is corporate social responsibility. And you're seeing tradition, whether it be anything, a grocery store company or a restaurant chain, they're realizing that people, and particularly the younger millennials, are they're looking to support companies that have a QSR component to them, whether they give to non, whatever it is. But the brilliant idea that Duncan Dodds, Jeff, came up with is that our entire company is CSR. We don't have a component. We are CSR. And so people are looking at our company and saying, oh, my gosh, who thought of this idea? We should have thought of this. So that's the brilliant model that we have. We don't have a CSR component. We are CSR, and we are saving children. And so it's a brilliant idea model. We are socially conscious, but we're cause-driven, and we are growing our company based on those two terms. And we market a cause, and some folks don't quite understand that yet because it is, as you said, a new idea in the world. It is growing, and you're going to see more people do it, but we were first to the market, I think, or one of the very first.
Absolutely.
With a complete, totally cause-based a marketing company. Nobody else out there with our model within our industry is doing, that I know of yet, a cause-based. We have those three major incredible products that you mentioned that we manufacture, sell, market, but we are marketing a cause. When you buy one of our products, if you're a guest on the call today or a partner on our call, you mentioned we're going to have some partners. Thank you for buying our products. But as you know, or the partners know, they're not going to receive anything. They're giving us the authorization to send those to our co-venture partners. And so it's an amazing concept, amazing. I'm so behind it and starting this new year off with some gaining some new partners.
There you go. Last question for you. You know, I know you have a business background. You're a business professional. I want you to share with us, for those on the phone who are a little afraid to talk to business professionals, why is it important to approach them?
Yes, sir. That's a great, and obviously with, I've been in the business world and in a business world for many, many, many years, over close to 40. So in some cases, Silas, it is quite much easier for me. I'm more comfortable with it. I'm not a, you know, whether it be another business owner, I ran into a guy who owns a car dealership here in Tyler, Texas at church yesterday, and we're going to have coffee this week. You know, so I'm not afraid to talk to, but business owners are extremely important. Most business owners, even the QS, the businesses that are putting a QSR component to you, and think of this idea, this car dealership owner who's been in the car business for 40 years too, he needs a QSR, and his QSR could be HHG. And so that's how I'm going to share it with him. But, you know, another thing, Silas, that with businesses, as a business owner, you got to track and market or track your success in your company. And as you know, I've been involved with HHG from early on. And so another thing I did this morning, actually, very early, I went into my back office, pulled up my back the organizational summary, and over there on the left-hand side are all our partners that you and that we have brought on board with us, whether you've been on in the company 1 month or 1 week or you know, over a year. So, and I happened to see the first one that popped up was 10 Enterprises LLC. And Silas, they came on board as a partner with HHG. Listen to this. I don't even know if you'd heard of HHG. They came on board in September of 2014. And they are a good friend of mine owns it. It's a 40-chair Aveda salon and health spa. And he gave over $500 to HHG.
Wow.
So that's what you do. And I mean, what am I doing today? I'm contacting him to remind him about his tax credit he has coming to him and what his gift is going to be for 2016. So, and with no hesitation, knowing that he's not going to donate and give to Save Some Children again this year. And I'm now, and we didn't have the PACs back then. So now we've got the PACs. So what a great, great way for him to impact 80 or maybe 160 children with two world changing PACs. But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
Businesses
that's
are
awesome.
Important. I think businesses, sure, we need this, your aunt, your uncles to do. I'm also looking at my sister here. Her name pops up. She's on AutoGive every single month. And so I'll be sending her I went to Hallmark, got a stack of thank you cards. I'm sending out thank you cards to all of my partners, reminding them that they have a tax deduction and thanking them. And I don't have their address. I'm sending them an e-card. Some of these, your partners, if you look and click on them, you've got their email address and their phone numbers. And, of course, I'll be calling all my partners, past partners, to thank them and see what they'll be doing for us in 16. So, but and many of these are businesses, as you said.
That's
but I know your son. I know your son. He's coming on, I think, Nick, about his. I love the story of his. He's what did you mention last night? Averaging 18 to 20 partners a month. And how he's asking anybody and sharing everybody, whether it be his barber. But I know he was in December looking at talking to some businesses. I'm anxious to hear what he has to say about businesses. But don't be afraid. Businesses love to give to communities, and we are an international global community. So I had somebody this morning on a social media reached out after them, Silas. They live in Prague, and they asked if they could pay their $20 with PayPal. And I sent them an email back. I sent them a text email. I said, well, there's something we might have to look at. But anyway, I said, no, sir, we can't right now. You have to pay with a Visa Master. He said, no problem. And he lives in Prague. So I don't even know where Prague is. It's somewhere in Eastern Europe. But anyway, that's what you just reach out and share. And so many people. If you're willing to give or donate $20 on a monthly basis and it impacts and saves children, would you do it? Have you had anybody tell you no, Silas, yet?
I haven't.
And I haven't had a business owner tell me no. So, but anyway.
Well, J. Michael, we appreciate you definitely, man. And, you know, we're going to start a theme. And, you know, that theme for Blog Talk Radio on Monday, we're going to have open mic, which we're doing today. On Tuesday, we're going to have what we call Co-Ambassador Day. And that's where I'm going to have on the show with me a co-ambassador host. And, you know, if you're available tomorrow, we're going to ask you to do that with me. And we're, I'm literally going to be on, but you're going to be the one hosting, asking the questions. We'll do it together. And every Tuesday, we're going to have a co-ambassador host where we've got a different ambassador that's co-hosting with me. And they'll literally be doing most of the show. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have what we call Back Office Wednesday. We'll have Samantha Belke come on, and she'll share some different points about the back office. And then Thursday, we'll have Corporate Thursday, where there'll be a different member from the corporate office that'll be hosting the call. And people can call in and ask questions. And you know, we'll start that tomorrow with our theme of co-ambassador, co-hosting with an ambassador. And if you're available, you let me know. If not, we'll have a different ambassador.
I'd be honored.
I'd be honored to do it, Silas.
We'll have some fun.
That's awesome.
Let's impact some children on Tuesday. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year, my friend. And,
absolutely.
Let's impact. We're going to have a wonderful year. God bless you, buddy.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. We're going to go to Houston, Texas, and my son, Silas King. And by the way, Charlotte, I sent you the wrong number. I'm going to resend it to you. And she's waiting if you can reach out to her. And I want to bring her on next after my son. Silas King the Fourth, have you joined us here live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
Yes, sir. I am here.
Outstanding, young man. Outstanding. A couple of questions for you. First, I want to start off, I was talking last night on the Impact Mentorship call, and I was talking about the importance of everybody plugging in and staying plugged in, and that's how your team's going to grow. And then I was talking about, you know, seven different things about how you create a new you instead of just a new year. And one of the things I talked about was personal development. If you would, son, talk a little bit about your personal development and what you do. You know, starting with, I know, reading the Word, and, you know, share with us some of the things you listen to and why it's important.
Well, it's important to listen to personal development and develop your mind and your attitude and your – it's just in order for you – in order for anything around you to grow, you have to grow. It all starts with you, so you have to develop your mind because you become what you think about. And life and death is in the power of the tongue, so you eat what you – whatever you're saying out your mouth, you become. So if I say that I'm poor, if I say that I'm weak, I'm speaking those words and those words – and I'm becoming those words. I'm eating that. So you eat what you say. Whatever you say, you become. So you, with personal development, it all starts. Like growing a business, it's 90%. It's all in your mind. The rest of the 10%, the how, like what you have to do, that's the rest of it. That's the work. But when you develop your mind, you attract to you what you are. So if I'm saying I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I'm successful, I'm impacting millions of children around the world, I'm speaking that, and my business is growing because I'm speaking that, and I'm attracting that type of, I'm attracting that environment into my life. So that's a good thing about personal development. It helps you work on your mindset, and it helps you develop into the person that you want to become, and the person that God wants us to be. So
that's awesome, son.
Personal development.
Yeah, that's awesome. Talk a little bit too about, you know, getting what you want versus getting what you picture. And why, you know, I know you've got pictures up everywhere. Explain that concept to people and why it's important.
Well, I learned from my dad and from a couple more successful entrepreneurs that you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. So when you put a picture up, like my whole room has pictures of things that I want. And a lot of it's come true. Like I wanted to be, before I started doing gospel music, I wanted to be an R&B artists, and I wanted to win Grammys. And I had pictures of different artists around, different successful people, and I attracted that to me. I got to meet Usher. He's an R&B artist. I got to meet different people, and I started attracting to what my environment was. I started attracting those things. So now I'm putting up different pictures around me of what I want, and I'm living in my future constantly. If you don't have nothing around you that you want to become, you're just living in the past. You're living in the present, but you need to live in your future. You need to see where you're going. You need to put up things in front of you that inspires you. Keep things in front of you that inspires you. Like, I like playing, like, whatever inspires you, music. I like playing different gospel songs that inspire me, reading the Word of God. You know, different colors in front of me. Like, put things in front of you that inspires you, that helps you to keep going and stay motivated. So that's something
right
there.
That's awesome, awesome. You know, I know you got a picture up of boxers, you know, Muhammad Ali, and, you know, talk about the importance of why you have that up. What is the reason for that?
Because I want to be great at whatever I do, and I want to be surrounded by great people, and they keep me motivated. So when I look at Muhammad Ali, I see that I can do the impossible. I can do greatness. If I'm going to be a social entrepreneur, I'm going to be the greatest social entrepreneur that I can possibly be. I'm going to impact the most children that I can possibly impact. I'm going to give the best service that I can possibly give. Because God said in Mark 9, 35, that service to many leads to greatness. If you want to be first, you have to be last. You have to be the servant of everyone else. So I keep pictures of people that I want to be like. I have Martin Luther King in front of me. I have Bill Gates in front of me because he's an innovator. I have different people that I like to look up to, that I can learn from, different pastors, just different people that I look up to, my mom and dad. It's just put in whatever inspires you, keep it in front of you.
That's good. One last question, young man. Talk a little bit about how you've been able to average 20-plus customers a month since September. And my son's only 20 years old, 20 years young, but since you started, you've been able to average 20-plus personal sales per month, and, you know, it's not like you're buying half of them. You're able to get a lot of these customers from people you meet online. And talk a little bit about how you do that and how you're consistent with that.
Well, I'm being persistent. People are seeing me online a lot, and they're seeing me posting a lot. And I'm messaging people. First, I'm building rapport with people before I just send my information to them. I'm getting to know them first, becoming friends with them. And as I become friends with them and I get to know them, then they ask me. I ask them, like I do what you taught me, Dad. You taught me for family. I ask them about their family. I ask them about their occupation, and I ask them about their recreation, like what they like to do for fun. And then I ask them about their dreams and desires. And I get to build rapport with them and get to know them. Then sometimes they don't ask me, or I'll just share my business with them after what I do. But most of the time, like 99.9% of the time, they'll ask you, what do you do? After you ask them, what do they do? And then I share it with them. They'll be like, oh, cool, you do that. And then I'm 20 years old. A lot of people are surprised most of the time. A lot of older people, they're surprised. But they're actually proud of what we do. And it's a lot of people looking for what we do. And some people will help you without even telling you they'll help you. You can send them the link and they'll just do it. And then in our back office, we see their numbers. We see who helped, and we can give them a call and then talk to them and tell them how thankful we are for them to help us with what we're doing. Because what we're doing is awesome.
Well, young man, I totally appreciate you, and you continue the great work. I know you're going to become a senior director this month. I know that you are working on constantly creating a new you, and I'm just so proud of you. And, you know, if you could share one last nugget before I bring on my next guest to anyone out there about what they need to do to continue to be consistent in this business, share it with them right now.
All right, desire plus skills times faith equals success. desire plus skills times faith equals success. So your thoughts determine what you want, and your actions determine what you get. So take massive action, believe in yourself, and you'll get what you want. You'll get what you want. You get what you picture. Not what you want, but you get what you picture. So that's what I'll leave you with.
Take massive action. Thank you, young man. I'm so proud of you. And we're going to jump now, go all the way, Charette, to Maui, Hawaii, and to bring on our next guest, Helena. Helena, have you joined us live here on the Impact Lunch Break Call?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Outstanding. I'm so happy that we are able to bring you on and let you say hi. Helena, if you would, just share a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about you.
Wow, oh my goodness. Well, first of all, thank you so much for inviting me on the call. I'm truly honored and totally shocked. And also, this is the only day I could have been on the call because tomorrow I go back to work. So a little bit about myself. I'm here in beautiful Maui. It's totally beautiful here, and it's 7 in the morning, and normally I would be already at work. So about me, well, I'm a mommy. I have 2 beautiful children, a boy who's 16 and a daughter who's 14. And
wow.
They're both in high school, and I work in the high school. So my kids are always with me. Since they were little, I was a preschool teacher, and they were in preschool. Then I became elementary school, and so I've just followed them through school. And it wasn't planned. It's just the way it happened, and it's been a blessing because, God made me a mommy, and I never wanted to have to work. I wanted to be with my children, but I had to work, and then it just turned out that I got to change my career. I used to be an executive and just be with my children, and salary went completely to zero practically, but it was totally worth it. And because of that, though, I've always been an entrepreneur. Since I was 14, I've always had my own businesses. And I just, that's when, I know God has made me that way. When you have a thing that you just love, and let's just do my own thing, no matter how many times you try to get out of it, you just draw them back in. And my current business is all about healthy living and healthy food, and I opened my own company called Healthy by Design Design. I won't get into all that, but yeah, it was from God. God gave me a vision. I didn't know what to do with it. He's like, just open a company. I'm like, well, for what do I know? I don't know what to do with this. And so it's to help people get healthy, and I was trying to get healthy, and I was like, well, I don't even get myself healthy. How can I help other people? You're crazy. Like, this is crazy. But, you know, God always gives you something that you can't do in your own strength, because then it wouldn't be God. And so I finally stopped fighting with him. It took about 9 months, and I finally opened the company. But I said, God, you have to give me a name then. I don't know what I'm doing. If it's really you, give me a name. And he gave me Healthy by Divine Design. So when
that
I
is
heard
awesome.
Sandy, yeah, but I didn't know what to do with it. And then God has brought me some opportunities that goes with that vision of just we're all healthy by his design. And so when she told me about, you know, that she's into something and you can save children, the first thing I thought was, oh, people always approach me on getting into something, and I'm not into getting into anything anymore.
Right.
But then she said, oh, you can save a child's life for like $20. I'm like, really? That's awesome. And then she wanted to get together with me and have a coffee, but I lived apart from her, and I'm like, yeah, later. And then finally she just sent me a video clip. Like in 2 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm fully in. What is this? What did you send me that video clip before? Yeah, I immediately said, that's it, I'm doing this. This is amazing. I'm so thankful, and it's totally in line with the vision of Healthy by Divine Design. And I'm just, it's only been a couple of days. I just signed up on January 1st. And I want to run full steam ahead, but I just am going back to the roots of, putting God first, because if he doesn't build it, it's not going to work. It's not going to be right. And Of course, it's a no-brainer to me. You're receiving children's lives, but I need to do it in the right way. And so I'm so thankful that you, I just heard your son, amazing. Congratulations to him. I love that the roots of this Hidden Hunger Global, as far as I can tell, is all like Christian, and I love that. So
yes.
I love the Lord, and I'm so excited about what God's going to do here on Maui and throughout the world, and I'm very thankful that you invited me on the call. It was very sweet of you, and I love working with Michael Smith. I mean, it's all God. How this happened is totally God, because he's known my husband for 30 years, and
wow.
Yeah, so yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, I tell you, you know, God is such a powerful God that, you know, I was reading Proverbs 11, 24, and 25, and it said, give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous mm-hmm. will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And, you know, so many times, you know, we get so caught up in life, and we focus only on ourselves. And I'll never forget when this project was first brought to me, you know, when I saw that video, you know, I'm sure you saw the video clip. When I saw that video, you know, about 3 seconds, maybe five, after I saw that video, my son came through the door. And then about 2 to 3 seconds later, my grandson came through the door, and then my grandchildren. And, man, I just started to weep inside because, you know, by the grace of God, those children that are suffering, those children that are hungry, those children that are dying because of airborne diseases or because of dirty water, by the grace of God, those children could have been my children or my family. And I just thank the Lord that it wasn't. But I knew right then and there, Alina, I knew I had to do something to help. And I got to tell you, I'm just so thankful and grateful that Sandy came aboard. That you have come aboard, and I know, man, I can't wait to do an IPP, that's an Impact Power Party, there in Maui, Hawaii, the beautiful Hawaii. It's going to be a tough job, I know, flying over there, but, you know, flying over
oh, yeah.
there, but I think I'll be able to manage. Someone's got to do it. Yeah, you know, we're gonna begin to promote your healthy living. I think it's important. For us to have our health, I mean, you know, so we can continue on to on this mission. And, you know, one last question for you. Tell us why you were moved by this project and you had to get involved.
Well, basically kind of what you said, the biggest reason is that, you know, I am a type of person who doesn't, I don't like to watch the news. I hardly watch the news. I don't read
the
newspaper. I know what's going on in the world. It's not that I'm not informed, but there's just so much negativity. There's just so much.
Yes.
I mean, I feel frustrated, and I think, what can I do? Like, besides praying, which is awesome, but, you know, what can I do? And I'm trying to make money, and what do I do with my money? You know, you give and you give, but you don't really know what impact that's making. And then this is just so simple. You know, I can save the life of a child, but truly save, not just some clothes, not just whatever. I totally know about the nutrition part. It doesn't matter how much food we eat. If we don't have proper nutrition, you know, we're going to die. And it's, to see the videos where the real statistics were there about going blind and bones not forming, and I mean, all of that. And to know that all you need is $20 a month, I mean, there was even no thought was needed, you know. And I felt the same like you said. I thought about my own children, and I thought about the parents who watch their children die, and they're truly helpless. They can't do anything. They cannot help where they were born in the world. And here are parents who have the same love that I have for my children. Can you imagine that just because you have a mosquito bite, you die? I mean, that's horrible. It's a no-brainer. I mean, everyone in the world who has money should give $20 a month. It's that simple. So that's why I got involved. It was listening to the decision. It was so easy.
Yes. Well, Alina, I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to meeting you in person and having more conversations with you. You tell my good friend Sandy I said hi. I'm looking forward to being on her show on a Monday. coming up here in 2016. I know we have Blog Talk Radio, Hawaii or Maui. So thank you so very much for coming on, and thank you even more for becoming part of this mission.
Oh, yes. No, it's a privilege. Thank you, and I'm so thankful to Sandy and Michael and to you. You're the first three people I've met, so thank you. Aloha and God bless you all.
Aloha and God bless. And Charlotte, I want you, if you would, to bring on Michael from Tennessee. And then after Michael, I believe we might have Sandy on. You bring her on after that, and then Deborah Sell after that. Charlotte, I'm not sure if you got Michael or not.
He was on earlier. Michael, are you still on the air or on the line?
Yep, I'm here.
Excellent.
Outstanding. Charlotte, Michael is a friend that I met when I went to Nashville the last time, and or Franklin, Tennessee the last time, and we've stayed in contact. Michael, if you would, share a little bit about your background before we get into talking about Hidden Hunger Global.
Well, I'm a music artist and songwriter, and I'm currently a worship pastor at a church called Celebration Church here in Brentwood, just a little bit south of Nashville, and moved here 6 years ago from Ohio, just a town just beneath Toledo, Ohio, called Lima, Ohio, and made a big decision in my life to just really begin to live authentically, truly be the Michael that I know, you know, that I actually am, and just took made a new start, moved to Nashville, went through some recovery after a divorce and after some suicide attempts and things of that nature, and just watched God put my life back together and put me in relationships and friendships that restore. So now that I've been in Nashville for 6 years, I started praying for some ways to take what I do musically and make it have a tangible benefit. And so in 2012, I began to work with ministries like Visiting Orphans, His Little Feet, Samaritan's Purse, Iris Nashville. And so before I knew it, I was working with, I don't know, six or seven different missions ministries with my music, and it just kind of happened out of the blue, and I started realizing that there was like a pattern happening. I started noticing that God was answering my prayer. Over the last 2 years, I've been working with another ministry called PAC 47, which rescues child soldiers, and I became an artist advocate for them. And then as I, you know, just continued with this theme of missions, I got introduced to Hidden Hunger Global, and the vision was just, you know, even broader, and the impact is deeper and larger. The footprint is just it's just the hands and feet of Jesus. It's the mission of Christ. It's the heart of Jesus. And so, being a part of this is way different than, you know, the typical business opportunity or typical product release that's out there. And so this just really brought me to a whole new passion and a whole new outlook for my life as far as what I can do as an artist and really in many ways have a greater impact and kind of looking into the being, you know, a humanitarian and releasing help and life into the world, but, you know, being a miracle to others out there.
Michael, that's awesome. You know, you are an awesome individual, and you said something that was very profound. You know, this is different. This is not your typical, you know, direct sales, network marketing business. And the reason is, guys, I want you to hear this. You know, when you invite people to anything, to look at this or listen to this, don't determine for them whether they will be a partner or whether they will be an ambassador, right? Because we need both, you know. But let the information, let the videos, you know, let the recorded call. I have a 4-minute recorded call that you're welcome to use. Let that information, you know, our systems of exposures, allow it to touch the people's heart and allow them to make their own decision. Because, you know, a lot of times people, everybody that they talk to, they're trying to recruit them in the business. You don't have to do that, all right? The mission will get them involved, whether it be as a partner or whether it be as an ambassador. And, you know, Michael, I'll be coming there to Tennessee this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and looking forward to seeing you and seeing I'm sure you're going to put some people in front of me, and we're going to get you some partners. We're going to get you some ambassadors. But I want to ask you this question right now. I want to find out from you why you believe that you're committed to see this thing through, to see it to the end, to not quit on it, to do this along with whatever else you're doing, and to be part of you know, that mission to save 1 million children in a month. Tell us why you're committed to this thing.
You know, sometimes you go through your life and you're like, well, I wish I had more money. I wish I had, you know, any number of things that, you know, your life seems to be lacking. And I've over the last 6 years, I've started this life of living as if my needs are already covered, as if somehow with, you know, me aligning with my God-given purpose and you know, the things that I'm passionate about, the things that just the DNA of who I am. I tell people all the time that I tell them, you are God's voice being spoken in the earth. So if any human being out there exists, you know, God puts you here as his voice speaking in the earth, walking around, accomplishing, doing, reaching, touching, loving people. And so for me, it's been about really saying, you know, in all honesty, really believing that I truly lack nothing. I just have to find the correct expression of really stepping into who I'm supposed to be, and just begin to give and to live out that purpose. And if I do that, the other details come into view. So it's that's really what I've been, you know, seeing myself as me being the answer to somebody's prayer. You know, instead of waiting for a miracle to happen, I start saying, well, I have resources to offer. I have things to give. I have things to contribute to the world around me. And, you know, as I've done that this last 6 years, you know, people say, well, you know, every morning at Starbucks, I have a group of friends that I meet with. They're songwriters, business owners, multimillionaires. Just about every morning at 9 a.m., we end up just connecting. I see the Newsboys come in, the Starbucks. I mean, I see, you know, these two guys that their father and son, they run a big, massive publishing company, and they literally publish books around the world from their little office above Starbucks. You know, and you see, so I've started living my life from an investment model. If I invest myself into a group of friends, then all of those friends more than triple their investment back into me, because I'm only one person. So, you know, I invest myself in those relationships, but their input back into me is 10 times what I can give. So I've learned, instead of chasing money, instead of chasing whatever, chasing success, or what, I've just started investing myself in people. And so it's really, I've had major problems in my life get solved simply because I sit down and have conversations instead of chasing things. And so this is just a continuation of that mindset. of just living a little bit differently, thinking a little bit differently. And, you know, I have dreams for a house I'd like and money I need and all that, which is, we all have that. So it's, you know, it's kind of looking for a bigger mission, looking for a bigger picture.
That's awesome, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I like what you said. You said people are, you know, waiting for a miracle, but instead of them waiting for a miracle, you made a decision to become the miracle by investing in them. I like that. Really appreciate you joining us here today live on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, look forward to seeing you coming up at the end of the week. I'm going to go back to Maui now with my and this is not only my great friend, but she also teaches me different words every time we talk. So I'm going to see if my incredible buddy, Ms. Sandy Conway, have you joined us live here on Impact Lunch Break Call?
Aloha.
Aloha, young lady.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing incredible. I want to say Happy New Year. We've been talking about having a happy new you, where we're going to create a new you and not just a new year. And I got to tell you, I see a wave just starting to arrive there in Maui as we had Helena on. Talk to us a little bit about her. She's got me excited over here. I got chill bumps all up and down my arms here.
Well, I'm super, super excited about what God's doing out here. Helena jumped on board with me, and I know her through Maui Women Live Out Loud. She's part of our group of women that get together and just love and adore her. And I met her actually a few years ago through Pono Radio with Randy Zachary. And her and I just connected back then and met on social media, and then became friends through Maui Women Live Out Loud and really small world. Her husband, Gordy, actually has known Michael since the mid-70s.
Wow.
And that was just an amazing turnaround where they reconnected. They kind of lost contact for 14 or 15 years. And because she jumped on board through Hidden Hunger, Michael has now been reconnected to her husband, his friend, Gordy Brown, from the 70s when they lived in Waikiki together and worked at the discotheque and opened up restaurants together in the 80s. And it's just crazy how God works. You know, this, it's just amazing.
Are you telling me Michael J. Smith used to be John Travolta?
Well, I can only imagine.
That is awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
You had another young lady come on as well. I think it's Glenda Wild.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about her as well.
Yeah. Glenda Wild, she's a pilot for Blue Hawaiian Helicopters. And I introduced her to this. And she just, just through conversation, I was just telling her things. And she was like, I'm so on board. And she hadn't even seen the video yet. So it was amazing just to see her excitement through what I was telling her. And I'm just so happy to have her too. And we're just putting together a really good team together. I'm calling them my Catch the Wave team. And Catch the Wave team. And my friend Mike Neal, for those of you, if you've seen my stuff on social media, I just started posting things yesterday. We are having a Catch the Wave Impact a Life event on January 16th here in Haiku at my home. But Mike Neal, who's a professional photographer here, his photography is amazing. Definitely check him out. You can just Google search him, Mike Neal Maui. He donated and gave me that wave photo that you are seeing in my pictures. And he gave that to me as a gift. And it was so awesome. He told me that, don't worry about giving me photo credit. Just give God all the glory. And God just gave that to me as a gift. And I am just so excited about what's coming this next year and building our team of people here to reach you know, the people in here in Hawaii, but also reach children around the world. And to really, in the description that I wrote for the Facebook event, you know, people here want to make a difference, but they don't know how, and they're on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean, you know. But through this mission, we can actually reach people around the world from this tiny island. And that's what I love
yes.
about Hidden Hunger Global, you know, and this movement and what we're doing. But I want to switch gears for a second because Michael, who was just on the phone call, Michael, if you're listening, I want to tell you I love what you said about us being God's voice in the earth, because we really are. When we're sharing this mission, we are God's voice. We are crying out
yes.
in the wilderness and asking for anybody to come forward and say yes to this mission and help in some way, whether it's a partner or an ambassador or whatever they feel like being led to do. But, Michael, I just so appreciate what you said. Also, I know the Newsboys drummer, Duncan Phillips,
okay.
on Sue. So if you see Duncan, Michael, tell him Sandy from Maui said hi. We know each other through social media. But Michael, also would love to get you and anybody else who's listening, any ambassadors that want to be
yes.
interviewed on our Catch the Wave radio show, I really want to invite you on, because I think more people that we get on to just share their story and why they're
That's
doing
right.
this, the more the wave is going to get bigger. So,
and Sandy, if you would, Sandy, if you
yeah.
would, give your phone number out so they can contact you,
yes,
and then you can,
my number,
you know, get them on.
Yes. Yeah, my phone number is 808-269-7923. Would love to have anybody who is interested in being on, please contact me. Or contact Silas. I'm on Facebook.
Yes.
You can Google Sandy C. Maui. I'm on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui. And I'm also on Twitter at Sandy C. Maui. And it's S-A-N-D-Y, the letter C, and then Maui. So contact me through my social media sites. Love to connect with each one of you and get you on the radio show. It's 9 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time every Monday, 1 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Pacific. So definitely would love to have you guys on board.
Outstanding, outstanding. That's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's only an hour difference.
Is it 5 hours or 6 hours?
It's Central
oh,
and
it's
East Coast times, only an hour
yes.
difference. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
So make sure you guys jump on there today. And also, Sandy, if you send me anything on that, a text message, I can send that out as well.
Okay.
Definitely. So thank you so much for being on the show today. What an incredible show we had today. I mean, man, we visited Maui, Hawaii. We caught the wave. By the way, Sandy, tell me how to say catch the wave in Hawaii. Hawaiian.
I haven't learned that phrase yet, but
okay,
there is a phrase. There's a phrase, Happy New Year, and it's Haole Makahiki Ho.
Say it one more time.
It's Haole, like with an H, Haole Makahiki Ho, and it means Happy New Year.
Haole Makahiki Ho?
Yeah.
Haole?
Yeah, you did pretty good.
I got to practice, but I kicked that in. But thank you so much for being on the show today, and we look forward to you doing a Tuesday show where you'll get to co-host, because every Tuesday in the month of January, we're going to have a co-host as an ambassador. So thank you again. Thank you to all my guests. You know, Charlotte, would you like to share anything before we close the call out today? All right.
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to say Aloe Make Iki O. Happy New Year. But yes, great show today, and looking forward to the rest of this week.
Absolutely.
Here
absolutely.
On One Family Week.
That's right. That's right. And guys, I just want to say again, thank you to all my guests. I want to say Happy New You. All right, not just the new year, but new you. We want to create a new you. We want to finish the things we started, you know, like Hidden Hunger Global. We started this mission. We want to finish it. So I want to say we're one family with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in America. God bless everyone. Have an outstanding day.